The Catholic Church is failing to teach, as I quoted Pope Francis, the royal road to peace is to see others not as enemies to be opposed, but as brothers and sisters to be embraced. By Ray Lesniak. To the administration of Covington Catholic High School, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Covington, the Newark Archdiocese Archbishop, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and Pope Francis. As a U.S. Army veteran, a Roman Catholic graduate of St. Hedwig's Grammar School, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and an American, I found the abusive conduct of your students towards the Native Americans troop as it performed the American Indian Movement song about strength and courage most troubling. Also troubling was the lack of adult supervision to stand up and speak out against the bigotry expressed by the students. I appreciate your statement condemning this abhorrent behavior, but am concerned how this behavior came from students at a Catholic school with Catholic chaperons standing idly by in silence or in support of this bigotry. Your apologies are welcomed, but actions need to be taken above and beyond an apology. I'm including Newark Archdiocese Bishop Joseph W. Tobin, the United States Council of Catholic Bishops, and Pope Francis in this message because, as a Catholic, I believe, as Pope Francis has said, the secret of Christian living is love. Only love fills the empty spaces caused by evil. It's apparent the administration of Covington Catholic High School has not conveyed this message either to their students or parents. I do not believe expulsion is the appropriate response, but the school should enhance its curriculum for students and parents and also require community service as a learning lesson of compassion and understanding. A study of American history and the genocide of Native Americans by Americans certainly is in order. And for good measure, discussions on Pope Francis' teaching, the royal road to peace is to see others not as enemies to be opposed but as brothers and sisters to be embraced. Ray Lesniak is the former senator from the 20th Legislative District.